Illinois Congressman Luis Gutierrez says he's ready.
I want to allow an opportunity to those that are already here to legalize their status. If they've been working, they stayed out of trouble, they're paying their taxes, they're ready to learn English, they're ready to give us their fingerprints and go through a background check, I'm ready to give them an opportunity to learn so they can pay all the taxes that are required, learn English, and fully commit themselves to this nation.
But the congressman and millions of immigrants have been ready and waiting on immigration reform for a while. The president has promised a White House initiative to respond to states like Arizona, which are taking up the matter on their own. Presidential promises, speeches, and the power of immigration reform in a congressional election year. We're taking your tall orders on The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. Of course, powerful political forces arrayed against immigration reform as the president takes up the matter today. It's Thursday, July 1st.
And that is the top of the news this morning. The president talks about immigration at American University today. He's expected to rally support for comprehensive reform. That speech is set for 10:45 a.m. Eastern. The speech comes 2 months after Arizona enacted a very controversial immigration law. Meanwhile, today, Arizona officials release a training program to teach police officers how to enforce the new law without racially profiling.
Joining us now is Maria Elena Salinas, who's an anchor for Univision. Good morning, Maria.
Good morning, John.
So there's a speech today, but I'm wondering, even given the situation in Arizona, how much does another presidential speech run the risk of increasing a sense of disappointment among groups focused on immigration reform because of all the promises not kept on developing our policy here?
Well, that's precisely the risk that it runs, of people thinking that this is going to be another empty promise. I guess that the risk is alienating both sides. As you know, supporters of immigration reform and Hispanic voters have been complaining in the last year because of his promise. He has not kept his promise to have immigration reform on the first year of his, or at least have a bill that he could support in the first year of his presidency. It's a year and a half into his presidency, and immigration is not only, do we not only have immigration reform, but it's become once again a divisive issue where Hispanics are being battered by the other side.
And
now,
and
he also runs the risk of supporting it so much so that those who are against immigration reform use it as a weapon against him.
Formidable challenges for the president. Maria Elena Salinas, stay with us. We'll be back with you and discuss it more in just a moment.
Texas was not directly hit by Hurricane Alex, but the storm has caused flooding and tornadoes. Thousands had to evacuate. Alex is now moving inland over northeastern Mexico.
Government officials say the BP spill will take the record as the largest Gulf spill effort. It's expected to pass the 140 million gallon milestone today.
General David Petraeus is now officially the new commander of U.S. and NATO forces in Afghanistan. He takes over for General Stanley McChrystal, who was fired by President Obama. Hearings on the Supreme Court nomination of Elena Kagan wrap up today. Outside witnesses will deliver testimony this afternoon. The committee is suspending hearings from 10 to 4 while the body of Senator Robert Byrd lies in repose in the Senate chamber.
For the third time, Senate Republicans blocked a vote extending jobless benefits. It will likely pass next month. Asian markets are down. European indices are down. Futures are basically flat on Wall Street. The Dow gets underway at 9,774. The S&P opens at 10:30, and the Nasdaq opens at 2109. Coming up, we're going to recall a 1996 road trip between literary giant David Foster Wallace and Rolling Stone contributing editor David Lipsky.
You know, I feel like we've sort of become friends, and understand that. I mean, this stuff, it's really scary.
That's the voice of the late David Foster Wallace being interviewed by our guest David Lipsky later on in the hour. But what road trip would you like to take? A dream road trip with an author. Tell us at 877-8-MINDTAKE or post a comment at thetakeaway.org.
I'm going to go with Groucho Marx. We're going to talk a bit about more about immigration reform and what President Obama might say at American University today. Just a moment.